sweetness of your spirit has already touched us. The worship has engaged us. And now we come to your word to encourage and strengthen us. Help us to have that happen. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you had a setback or a loss recently? This isn't going to work too good, but I'm going to try. Lighting, is it? Even Brett, lighting is an issue, isn't it? I didn't hear you. Have you had any setbacks? Let me ask you a question. If you've had like creditors, none of you, I can tell by looking, have ever had a credit issue, but if you had, let me kind of explain what it would look like. The creditor would call you. You got to get your payment in. Oh, I'll get it in tomorrow. And he'll call you tomorrow. Oh my, next week. And then every time you hear the phone ring, what happens? That's only part of you understand this, but and then we go to bed at night. What do we think about? Maybe we've had a business loss. We had our business going great. Everything was in good shape. And then all of a sudden it all starts falling apart. What do? We stay awake at night. I'm going to ask you something. Did you ever have to go to a seminar on how to respond to credit problems, to interpersonal relationships? Did you go to one? And they said, okay, this is what you do. You cry a lot. You know why you didn't go to a place? Because it's natural, it's normal, it's what we call the flesh. And we had some life lessons Pastor Brent alluded to already from David sitting in a cave writing Psalms. And we're going to get a life lesson today from the Apostle Paul, who sit in a prison, getting ready to be martyred. And he's writing to an individual, Timothy, and then also he's writing to a church in the Philippians. And it's going to almost sound like two guys are writing this. And sometimes we say, how could that be? Because you see, when the flesh starts getting in, we have to learn how to combat that in our own lives. Now, I'm really good, by the way, if you come up to me today and you say, boy, do I have this problem. My girlfriend left me high and dry. I could give you some answers. But if I have a problem, I need help with answers. And so today we're going to look into the scripture, and I'm hoping that you'll see natural, and it's not bad to have a reaction like, oh, I'm afraid. It's not bad to have an reaction like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. It's not bad to feel bad. So let's let that get into our minds first of all. And I'd like to begin today by reading. And the reading will come, I guess I should have alerted our people. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10. And this is the Apostle Paul talking. And here's what he said. For Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica. Crescens is gone to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Think of poor Luke. Only Luke. That was supposed to have some sort of... Take Mark, bring him with you, for he's profitable to me for the ministry. Tychicus, I've sent to Ephesus. The cloak that I left at Troas with Carpas, when you come, bring it with you, and books, but especially the parchment. Alexander the coppersmith did me great wrong. The Lord reward him according to his works, of whom he also, for he's greatly withstood our words. I don't know about you, but if you just listen to that little segment of Philippians, which is a very happy verse, by the way. He's not all that happy, is he? He's been mistreated by Alexander the coppersmith, who evidently he had invested in. And then not only was Alexander the coppersmith not treating him well, he was having others not treat him well. Well, it didn't look good. Demas forsook him. Everybody, I'm lonely. Let me see, I wrote down some of this stuff so it'll make it easier. I have to be careful. I have to try to be more scripted because I could really, I know you don't believe this, get rambling. You don't have to believe it that much. Obviously, Paul was concerned about betrayal. That's the worst of human experience. You expect people you don't know and you expect people that don't care about you, you expect them probably to betray you. It's kind of an expectation. But the person you're close to, you don't expect that. Horrible thing to be betrayed. Lonely. By the way, did I mention he's sitting in prison? Cold and damp prison. Lonely. Mistreated. And so this is the Apostle Paul. So he's the guy who wrote over half of the New Testament. He's a little bit in a funk. Are you following with me? Because you got to follow with me for it to. We're going somewhere good, but we got to get through the funk. So he's standing alone with all that going on. And probably he thought about when he was in another line of work. Well, it wasn't like that there. I didn't have to put up with that there. And so all of these things are converging, and we have to decide, what are we going to do? Now, if you read statistics, you can look at them any number of ways you want to, but in a room this size, with the amount of people we have in this room this size, there's going to be several people facing depression. Now, it's not me, of course, and it's not you, of course, it's some of the others, but we're facing stuff. And now, a lot of times we come to church, and guess what our other church people do? Suck it up. Why are you being a baby? So sometimes when we come to church, we just, nobody knows that we don't feel up hot today. I'm going somewhere with this. Stay with me. We're working. Now, the Apostle Paul wrote another letter to another church at Philippi. And when he wrote this letter, he was just in semi-prison. He was in, what do we call this? He was being held under his own recognizance in a little house. But he was in jail, technically. While he was there, he wrote another letter. And he wrote it to the Philippians. And it's in Philippians 4, 8, and 9. It says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are written down in another sheet of paper. Did I mention about the lighting? And then it goes on to say, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. I'm revisiting. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue and if there is any praise, think on these things. You're going to face issues. But you don't have to ruminate in them. You're going to face hardships, difficult questions, for heaven's sakes. You're going to face them. And so we're going to see with the life lesson from the Apostle Paul, think on things that are pure. Think on things that are honest and good report. So when you go to bed at night, you're having a little bit of a struggle. And the struggle isn't that you're so worried about the call from the... Thank you. Who helped me? Thank you. I knew you were helpful. That's what my... By the way, in my older years, that's what my those girls do for me. They finish my sentences. Sometimes they didn't get them accurate, by the way, but they do finish them. So here we are, we're in a battle. We know that this feels, and we know that this hurts, and we know that we're confused, and we know that we need God. We also know we should be thinking on things that are of a good report, that are wholesome, that are valuable, that have value. And so what we need to do then is go to that struggle between the flesh and the spirit. It's natural to give in. It's not to fight it out. Now, by the way, the church has gotten out of hand sometimes when people like all of us come to a room like this and we only read the Philippians verse. All you have to do is think on these things. And you say, well, I'm sure trying. That's so hard. We realize we need to rightly apply the word of truth. It's obvious that we, and to say we're not having struggles, that you know what we call it? We call that a lie. So to say we have struggles would be a lie. So we do have them. We're facing them. But we're going to combat them. We have a tool. It's God's word. Think on these things. Immerse yourself. Meditate on my law day and night. And in that meditation and in that proper thinking, we begin to stave off what Satan's trying to do to apply those things to our flesh. And you know what? He's so successful. Now, the next phase is if we will do this, verse 8 says, these things which you've learned and I've related to you and you've heard. Now, I want you to follow with me here. He said, these things that you've been listening to, whatsoever things are good and wholesome, he said, take them and be them and do them. In fact, this is what you see me do, do. And then it says this, the God of peace shall be with you. This is a life lesson from Apostle Paul. Troubles are about. And for someone to belittle your troubles, it's a silly thing. Troubles are about, but we can think on the things that are wholesome and good according to Scripture. And then God comes in gives you peace. Oh, by the way, peace that surpasses all understanding. By the way, peace not like the world gives. You know how the world gives peace? When things are peaceful. God gives peace when things aren't. What a great God we serve. Now, I was reading in Timothy a little bit before, and it looked pretty sad, didn't it? Everybody left him, and he was all alone. And then here's something he said in verse 16 of chapter 4 of 2 Timothy. At my first answer, no man stood with me. I'm going to try something. Some of you are getting a little sleepy. I'm going to do a little signal here, and I'm going to give this signal means say this word. Now, hey, play along. I'm an old guy. Okay, the word is notwithstanding. Too many syllables surpass the print, but we'll listen. Notwithstanding. Jim Grisafi used to sit right there, and I could. Sorry, Pastor Brent. Notwithstanding. Okay, we'll just do it really a lot better because it's going to be good at a point. Okay. At my first answer, no one stood with me. All men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. The Lord stood with me. The Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that the Gentiles might hear, and it was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me from his heavenly kingdom. You just keep fighting. Here's what you're going to find. People sometimes will abuse you. People sometimes will make you lonely. People sometimes will cause difficulty. Sometimes you just because you're thinking and you're having problems, or you're depressed. And then you write and you say, oh God, this is not good, this is not good. Keep at it, keep at it, keep talking to him. And pretty soon you're going to hear this. Notwithstanding, God stood with me. In the bad times, God stood with me. As we're fighting the night, he's going to give us peace. So here's the life lesson from the Apostle Paul to take home today from your pastor appreciation service, to know that your Savior appreciates you. Your Savior has provided for you. He's provided peace in the storm and his presence when it doesn't seem like he's there. And with that in mind, I'd like to ask you a question. Did you come to the service today hurting deeply? Maybe more deeply than my little message. Could get around. Because I try to make it where everybody could catch it. Some of you in here are hurting. There is a great shepherd. He leaves the others to go take care of the one that's lost and hurting. That's what I'm talking about. Now, see, that's why we need to look more like Jesus at church. The church needs to look more like Jesus. We're not the people where we come and blame people for everything that's going wrong. And if something does happen, we blame them too. We're people who need Jesus and we need to know him. We're people that need to know his salvation. First thing we need is a Savior. Yes. Heavenly Father, we've come in this room. And all of us are coming from. It's exactly the number that's here is the number of differences that are in this room. Some have come relatively happy. Some have come wholly sad.